SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Hi, I'm your host, Maram Smail. Australians are obsessed with coffee, and Melbourne is often called the world's coffee capital.
We have been really fortunate to get so many immigrants from Western Europe where espresso originated.
Ordering coffee in Australia is a serious business. There are plenty of choices.
The single origin is actually a coffee that comes from a specific country. And depending on the coffee shop, sometimes they display also the region and even the actual location and the producer name.
In this episode, we will take you through the most famous coffees on the cafe's menus. 3/4 of Australians drink coffee daily, considering it the country's lifeblood.
I normally have one coffee, except Ramadan.
I have about 3 coffees a day.
I have about 5 coffees.
Probably at least 4.
I have 2 cups of coffees per day.
I have up to 8 coffees a day. I am addicted. There doesn't go any 1 hour that I'm not thinking about coffee and needing a hit.
Here, coffee is considered an art form. Unlike in the United States, where filter coffee is popular, Australians strive to get the best out of their coffee. Lily Fairhall manages a specialty coffee shop in Melbourne.
We have been really fortunate to get so many immigrants from Western Europe where espresso originated. So we have heaps of espresso in Australia. And through years and years of drinking espresso, we've come to naturally desire better quality beans. We've started getting beans from different parts of the world, experimenting a little bit more. And I think Melburnians don't really mind paying a little bit more for coffee as well if they know it's going to be good.
It all starts with the espresso machine, which is designed to extract concentrated servings of coffee or espresso under high pressure. Skilled baristas precisely operate the espresso machine to create various coffee styles to suit all tastes. Coffee master Santo Bukiri owns MAP Coffee. He says espresso, also known as short black, forms the basis of most coffees. It's the best expression of how coffee truly tastes, and it's an exciting science.
Espresso short black is a coffee which is extracted from, in Australia, let's say 10, 12 grams of coffee, and is extracting 30 ml of liquid out. Don't get confused with ristretto, which is very similar. Using the same grams of coffee, 10, 12 grams, but extracting around 20 ml of liquid.
Ristretto delivers a bolder taste than espresso because it's more concentrated. Although an espresso is a single serving or a shot of coffee, many cafes will serve a double shot, so be aware. Our most popular coffee orders are informally divided into black and white. Unsurprisingly, many have Italian names.
I like cappuccino with 2 sugars according to my taste buds.
I have 2 week-long blacks for breakfast and a cappuccino between 11 and 12.
4 of those would be black coffee and 1 latte max.
Long black with a dash of milk on the side or a soy latte.
Strong coffees, 3 shots, 4 shots. Magic. It's a Melbourne special, magic coffee.
Black coffees are those made without milk. In Lily Fairhall's experience, the most popular black coffee is the long black.
A long black is just hot water and two shots of espresso over the top. Drunk by people who like the taste of coffee, obviously. You can get a short black, which is just an espresso. That's for people who really like the taste of coffee or want a very quick hit of caffeine. Another black coffee that's become really popular is filtered coffee or batch brew. That one is the drip coffee, which is quite funny because they've gone a little bit back in time, but now the coffee is of better quality, so you can get really good flavors out of it.
Next are the white coffees, which use espresso base and add milk, usually frothed using steam. Once offering only cow's milk, whole and low fat, cafes now stock soy, oat and almond milk as dairy-free alternatives. You only need to ask. The cafe latte, or simply latte, is coffee with milk, served in a glass and topped with frothed milk to create a silky texture. Miss Fairhall again.
With white coffee, the most popular by far is a latte. However, a lot of people also drink a flat white. Now, I don't think that there's that much difference between a latte and a flat white, just the type of cup that you put them in. But flat whites originated in Australia and have kind of taken over the world in a way. I don't think that anyone else does them the same way as us, though.
The Piccolo Latte is a scaled-down latte. It has one shot of espresso with a small amount of milk to create a stronger coffee. If you have a sweet tooth, order the classic cappuccino, a milk coffee topped with a dusting of chocolate powder. Melbourne even boasts a signature coffee similar to the Piccolo Latte for those who want a strong caffeine hit. The Magic.
The Magic confuses a lot of people. A Magic is basically just a strong, short latte. It's got less milk, so the ratio is slightly skewed to make it taste a lot stronger. I think that people ordered them enough that they decided to give it a name.
These styles are popular with coffee lovers who enjoy experimenting with different flavors. Another popular option is the macchiato, which translates to stain in Italian.
All a macchiato is an espresso shot with a dollop of milk froth on top. Milk generally softens the taste of coffee. It makes it a little bit more palatable. So I think people use that when they want a hit of caffeine, but they don't want that full raw espresso taste. They just want a tiny, tiny bit of milk to kind of balance it out.
There is even a coffee for people who don't want caffeine. The coffee is called decaffeinated coffee or a decaf, which has had most of the caffeine removed. Miss Verhol says, for long, decaf has had a bad reputation, which it doesn't deserve.
I respect decaf drinkers because they're actually only purely drinking coffee for the taste. They're not relying on it to get them through their day. And decaf coffee actually has improved dramatically over even the last 10 years. They've developed better processes to decaffeinate the beans. They're sourcing them from better farms. Previously, they were just not great quality beans that were decaffeinated and were very much an afterthought.
Some cafes offer the choice between coffee from single origin beans or a blend. Santo Bukiri says coffee lovers experiment with single origin beans for a unique experience.
The single origin is actually a coffee that comes from a specific country. And depending on the coffee shop, sometimes they display also the region and even the actual location and the producer name. So it's really interesting. The blend will be a mix of those origins. So the blend will give you the consistency.
With so much choice, baristas get all types of unusual requests. Cafes do try to accommodate most preferences. But Miss Fairhall says some orders are just a little bit too precious.
I did have a request recently for a coffee that was made half with almond milk and half with oat milk. And to that I said, I'm not doing that because sometimes it does just come down to efficiency.
Of course, we must remember the baby chino, a tiny cup of foamed milk sprinkled with chocolate powder. Designed to keep young children occupied while the adults drink their coffees. Some think it's preparing them for a life of coffee addiction. Only time will tell. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Melissa Campignoni, hosted by me, Mariam Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.